Power 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:05, up to 76 today, 33 right now. So, according to a survey from Your Tango and Ford, 2 in 3 couples say that taking a road trip together is, quote, fun-filled and relaxing. I think it has to be kind of a long trip, though.
Why?
Because short trips are, you know...
Not just a weekend trip?
Well, no, I mean, like, it has to be like a 4-hour drive. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
You know, if it's just like an hour, that's not really a road trip.
No.
You know?
Yeah, like at least Omaha or the cities or something like that.
To me, 4-hour minimum. 84% of couples say it strengthened their relationship. Why? Because 63% of couples say one of the best things about a road trip is the chance to talk.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say this. Road trips with my now wife were not beneficial for the relationship when we were dating.
Okay.
Because I would be, the first time we took a road trip to the cities to go to a Twins game, I am in a car for 4 hours, and I'd never been in a car for 4 hours with someone and not talked.
Yeah.
And I, like, the whole way up there, it's like, it's like pulling teeth. I'm trying to get her to talk. Just to pass the time.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it go so much faster.
I mean, I went to me and my brother went to a Vikings game one time up in the cities, and I missed the exit at Worthing because we were talking. I forgot to turn off. And after a while of me trying to pull conversation out of her, she's like, "Do you have to talk all the time?" All right, this relationship is going great. You know, we've been dating like 2 months, so I'm like, okay, how am I going to get along with someone who doesn't talk? But I got used to it.
So that would drive me crazy.
I just wish I would have had a smartphone back then. Then I could have played games on the way up or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, it also causes backseat driving issues or passenger seat driving issues, whatever.
Or the sucking the air out of the vehicle.
The 4 things that are the most griped about. Number 4, 15% said you're driving too slow. My wife will gripe at me about that.
Yeah. You drive too slow?
See, if I'm not in a hurry, or, and this is like an evening thing, you know, especially on a weekend or weeknight, I'm not in a hurry.
Are you a Sunday driver?
A little bit. I can be.
Annoying.
And, you know, it would be a street where the speed limit is 35 and I'm going like 27. I'm not in a hurry. What's the big rush? And I'm not paying that close of attention, but I know I'm not speeding, but I haven't really looked at the speedometer.
Yeah.
Paying attention to the road is number 3. You're going the wrong way is number 2. Now that is it's so funny. 'Cause like for me to get to my house from my house to work, there are 2 different routes. And they're both about the exact same time. One is on the interstate on 229.
Oh, yeah.
And the other is just 57th Street is the main direction. Right. They both take about the same time. One is longer in miles. The interstate route is longer, but because you get to go 65, 70, then it, you know, makes up for it.
Right.
And it was like whenever we would go, if Crystal was with me and we had to stop by the radio station, she would always ask, why aren't you getting off at Western? Like, she thought that's where I should get up. Well, because the station's right next to Louise.
Yeah.
That's why. But the number 1 thing people complain about from the back seat in relationships, you're going too fast.
Mm.
That's what I say to my wife.
She drives too fast?
Well, she'll actually ask me, clear high? That's like a NASCAR term.
Oh. I was like, what?
Yeah. Clear high? Yeah, clear high.
Just see the confusion on my face?
Yeah. That's what the spotters will say to, you know, over the radio to the NASCAR drivers.
Oh.
Clear high, clear low.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yowza.
Yeah.
Don't let her drive after watching NASCAR.
Our poll question today, the things that awkward moments that you hate the most. 361-555-7, email or text am at hot1047.com. The number 1 thing people hate the most, awkward situation they hate the most, it's starting to get closer, though. Pooping in a public restroom is at 32%. Second place credit card gets declined at 26%. Let's see here. Carrie is on the phone. How are you, Carrie?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, awkward moment?
Yeah, really awkward moment. When you ask a woman when her baby's due and she's not actually pregnant.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, really awkward.
It's awful because I've actually been asked that before.
Did you do that or did someone ask you?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you do that to someone or did someone do it to you?
I did that to someone when I met one of my daughter's friend's mother. My daughter had actually told me if her mom was expecting, and when I met her.
Oh, so you got bad information.
Yeah. So when I met her for the first time, I asked her, and she got very offended. So, yeah, she thought I was calling her fat.
How did she, when you explained that your daughter told you that, did she get over it?
She took it a little bit better, but, yeah, she was pretty upset and very, very awkward.
Best policy is just don't say anything at all.
Yeah, unless wait for them to
Bring it up, don't say anything at all.
Yep.
In fact, the best policy in the world is probably just don't even talk to pregnant women.
Yeah, don't talk to him.
That's what my wife would prefer right now. Thank you for the call, Carrie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I got one text I got to read here.
Okay.
Of an awkward moment. Going to a Halloween party dressed as a highway patrolman and being pulled over by one.
Oh, weird.
Awkward. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:23. We're going to top out at 76 today. It's the video. It's up on our website right now, hot1047.com. You have got to see this little boy in this video. It's the title of the article, 3-year-old boy cries over Nicki Minaj. It is so cute.
Okay.
The audio is worth playing, so I'm going to, but you got to see this little boy too in the video. It's so funny. He's crying over Nicki Minaj.
Okay, why are you crying?
Because I don't have bloody nose, but I just have mocha. But
yeah,
I don't know why I cannot sing the Nicki Minaj.
Here's some tissue.
Okay.
Well, why can't you sing Nicki Minaj?
Because I can't.
Because why? Because the bad words?
No, I don't want the bad word version. I want the clean version and the Nicki Minaj, but I'm crying.
Why?
Because of you.
Do you like Nicki Minaj?
I do.
Well, then how come your mommy said no?
Because she did.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
There's more of it,
the
too.
The clean version.
The clean version.
It sounds like virgin.
You like it? You like Nicki Minaj? I do. By the way, it sounds like they have a smoke detector that needs a battery changed in the background.
I hate
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Beep, beep, chirp.
So annoying.
You can watch that video at hot1047.com.
He's going to sing the clean version at least. I mean, come on, Mom.
I got a text here about the awkward moments.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to clean it up a little bit.
Okay.
Going to a strip joint and getting up from a lap dance.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Or how about being, in junior high and having that happen randomly for no reason whatsoever?
Oh.
There's a reason they made Trapper Keepers the size they did.
Okay.
It was so boys could hide it when it just all of a sudden happened. Can't control it when you're that age. It just happens for no reason whatsoever.
Show is taking a really bad turn right now.
You didn't have boys. You don't understand.
I know.
It just happens.
Okay.
And there's nothing we can do about it. Anyway, the poll question is still in the lead. Pooping in public is in the lead on the poll question. What awkward situation do you hate the most? Not so close second place anymore is overhearing when someone gossips about you. It's kind of changed a little bit. Oh, wait, sorry. No, credit card getting declined is still in second place. 24%. Pooping in public, 33%. Let's see. Aaron is on the phone. How's it going, Aaron?
You know, you were talking about the awkward moment.
Yeah?
the words "I love you" are really, really terrible. And I heard the one guy's reason for it, and that's saying it too early. But have you ever said to the wrong person?
No.
See, I was at work, and, you know, I got to call in codes, like if there's a product missing on my delivery truck or whatnot. And I was talking to the secretary, you know, calling in the code. And right before I hung up, because, you know, other than talking to you guys, my wife and family members, I really don't use my phone a whole hell of a lot. And
it's nice that you call us more than your family, Aaron. I appreciate that.
No, I didn't say I call you more than my family.
Oh, okay, okay.
Other than you and my family.
Okay, well, at least we're on the short list. That's good.
All right. So anyway, yeah, as I'm getting off the phone, yeah, I tell the secretary, yeah, love you, bye. And then, you know, it's after you hang up that you finally realize what happened. And I, you know, I have to call her up right away. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be inappropriate. I do.
That was not sexual harassment. I just forgot I wasn't talking to my wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that is funny.
Oh, and that's awkward for a long time, because then you got to go out to Fairmont every now and then, go to one of these safety meetings, and, you know, she just looks at you like, dude, this guy's got freaking problems.
Yeah, well, if I would have been the person on the other end, though, every time I saw you, I would just be like, okay, love you.
Love you, too.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for the call, Aaron. Love you.
Hey, yeah, I love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
That is awkward.
That is.
I can't say I've ever done that, but yeah.
The accident, I love you. See, there is accident ways that you could say I love you.
Saying it accidentally to someone you're dating, I don't.
I think at that point,
I always think when girls do it, it's a calculated move. Oh, it was an accident. It just came out. I'm sorry.
Well, you might be thinking it, but
it's
you
a
don't
way
necessarily
to force the issue.
Not necessarily.
Internet quote of the day, Mel.
If at first you don't succeed, try doing it the way your wife told you.
829 Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:42. We're going to top out at 76 today. It is 36 right now. We have a couple of guests in the studio right now. And what is your name, sweetie?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn,
oh,
welcome.
Oh, we got her to talk.
And Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
You got something kind of cool done here. You got the governor of our great state of South Dakota to sign a proclamation calling this week Peanut Allergy Awareness Week.
I did. We're so excited about it. Brooklyn has a life-threatening peanut allergy, and I wanted a way to let other families know that there's a way to educate people and talk about this in a true way so that we can get people to know the truth about the peanut allergy and really just educate people in the schools about it.
And I remember when I first heard about, it's been within, I don't know, the last 10 years where it's really become an issue.
I've noticed a lot more people hearing it more and more that they have peanut allergies, and you never really heard it that much before.
Right. And
especially when we went to school.
And in all honesty, the first time I heard about it, it was like, really? I can't send a kid to school with peanut butter? You know?
Right.
And you know, it sounds silly at first, but it really isn't.
It does. I think there's such a huge misconception about it because you think, how can peanuts hurt somebody in that way?
Now, what exactly is it about peanuts that makes them so dangerous for kids like Brooklyn?
There is something in the peanut protein that the body reacts to, and it sees as a danger, and so it attacks your cells, attack your own body. And so it can cause anaphylaxis, hives. It can be minor symptoms or real major, like the anaphylaxis. And like for someone like Brooklyn, her throat can close up in 2 minutes, easy.
So did you find out about her allergy the hard way?
We did. We were lucky the first time. She was not quite 2 years old, and she ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and her lips swelled up, and she got the hives. And so we called Ask a Nurse and had her tested from there.
Wow.
That is... I wonder, that has to be how it's discovered most of the time, isn't it? Or is there more parents testing for it?
Is there a test that can be done
right
ahead of time?
You know, I'm sure there is a blood test or a skin test. I know that I've heard that the first time that you have an exposure, it's not life-threatening. So, but anytime if after that, it could be. So
interesting.
I think you have time,
your body,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's just like any other virus that you get, your body learns from it and then it attacks harder the next time around.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm holding the proclamation here, signed by Governor Dugard right here.
Now, we had something with a dog?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
More about that.
Right. We found out a few months back that there's actually a peanut sniffing detection dog. It's an actual service dog.
It's like a drug dog that finds peanuts?
Right. They're trained. They're specially trained for the peanut protein, and they can sniff it out. It's the hidden dangers that they can really sniff out. If somebody were to eat something and touch a countertop, the dog would sniff that out and keep Brooklyn away from that and keep her safe.
Because if she got her hand on it and then licked her fingers
exactly.
or something, then
that would be life-threatening
so
for her.
That little of an exposure would be that bad.
Yep, it takes a trace amount, something that's unseen to the eye. So just microscopic amounts is all it takes.
That is unreal. So, Brooklyn, since you obviously can't eat peanut butter and jelly anymore, what's your favorite sandwich?
Cheese.
That's
a good sandwich.
You know,
especially grilled cheese.
My daughter's new favorite sandwich. She's 4.
What did she have the other day?
It was cheese and peanut butter, something you couldn't have.
Oh yeah.
But and something
was
else was
weird.
On there too.
I
yeah.
They have sun butter, which is a great
sun
substitute.
Butter?
Yeah, it's actually tastes pretty much just like peanut butter. It's made with sunflower seeds.
Really?
And it's really good.
Yep. So it isn't all nuts that cause this allergy? Or is
it
peanuts
specifically? It is peanuts and tree nuts that can cause this, yep.
It's insane.
It is. And so in my search to help my daughter, you know, and discovering this dog, which is $10,000 plus for this dog, you know, we created a website and went through Wells Fargo to open up a fund for her to, you know, raise money so she could have this service dog and go to school safely and just live safely.
So you'll get to go to school with a dog, Brooklyn?
Yeah.
That's pretty rad.
That is pretty cool. What's the dog? Do you have the dog yet then or no?
Nope. We created a website. With,
okay.
You know,
what's the website they can go to?
It's www.brooklynspeanutdog.info. And then any Wells Fargo has a fund set up for her too. If you say Brooklyn's Peanut Dog and you can go in there and help donate to her.
Cool. That's fair. I had no idea there was such thing like that's and that's
I know
that's awesome that they do that. Considering how more and more people, like we said nowadays, are showing
and
up with that
dog
peanut
can
allergy.
Also train for other allergens that people have. That
oh
know,
wow,
melt, anything. So
that is very neat. Well, Sarah and Brooklyn, thank you for stopping in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Do you have to? You have to go to school now, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Okay. Bummer.
I guess Brooklyn listens to us all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
She's a big
fan.
Well,
at least we got you out of school for a little bit today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping in, guys.
Thank you for having us. Hot
morning. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:55. Going to top out at 76 today. Okay. So there are lots of things that are supposed to be disappearing from offices in the next 5 years. We had a story about this, I don't know, a couple months ago or so. It was something about the computer is eventually going to disappear from offices.
Say what?
And I don't... Someday, yes, I believe it.
Do you think that
because
everybody will have an iPad? Or
well,
what?
No, I just think there's some piece of technology that hasn't even been invented yet that will take it over.
Oh, that could be.
You know, but LinkedIn released the results of a survey on what people think will disappear from offices in the next 5 years.
People use LinkedIn? What?
I know.
What?
Well, everybody signs up for it, but then they never go back.
Yeah. What happened to me and you.
Until they get an email that said someone wants to connect with you on LinkedIn,
like all really? Right. Somebody's using LinkedIn.
So connected and then that was pretty much it.
I don't even remember my password.
79% of people say that tape recorders will be gone within 5 years.
Oh, I can see that.
I'm trying to figure out what businesses have tape recorders. I guess for like dictating stuff or
yeah, like
maybe some people
office.
Have the little micro cassettes still. They're not using the MP3 ones.
Yeah, maybe.
Because
I don't know.
I think you can still buy the little handheld mini tape recorders.
I would think you could.
But.
No, I'm sure eBay has some.
71% think fax machines will be gone soon. I'm surprised they're still around.
They are so annoying. Ours is so ghetto.
It's so old.
I hate it. I have the hardest time faxing on that thing, too.
Because it's so much easier now to, like, scan something as a PDF or
I know,
whatever.
I know.
Because, like, both the printer on this floor and the one upstairs, both of them, you can, like, scan something either to a flash drive or there's, like, a hard drive in the copier that
exactly.
you can network to from your computer and just get it off of there.
I don't know how to do that on ours.
I could set it up for you.
Okay.
Rolodex, 58% think those will be gone. I actually used mine.
You do?
No, I used past tense.
Oh, okay.
For a couple of years when I first got it. Mostly I would save business cards
in
there.
That's what I use it for.
And a few different things, but I have not touched it since I got a smartphone.
I have this whole like thing of business cards in one of those business card book things, and I don't even know why I still have them, because people probably don't even work there anymore.
Number four is the standard 9 to 5 hours. Number five and six are two that I disagree with the most. Desk phones and desktop computers. I don't think within 5 years desktop computers will go. Yeah, everybody's got either a laptop or an iPad to do stuff with, but desktop computers are so cheap. And monitors last seemingly forever. They don't last forever, but they last a long time.
I hadn't taken off my cube desk because I always use my laptop. And that thing was ancient, and I never used it.
It was so slow, too.
Yeah.
Desk phones, why not have a desk phone? I would prefer people not be able to have my cell phone.
True.
I give out my...
Well, if it's a work cell phone and a personal one, then that would be different.
I still don't want them calling my work cell phone when I'm at home.
True. Or just turn it off when you're at home.
Formal business attire is number seven. You know, suits, ties, pantyhose, all that stuff.
Well, I think that's still what will stay true.
I don't think that's
going
away in 5 years.
Some places.
Corner offices for managers and executives. That's never going away. Ever. Why would they give that up?
I don't understand that one.
Cubicles.
Good. I hate cubicles. See ya.
I don't think they're going away either.
Come on.
They're too efficient.
I just want to knock mine down.
You want it to be a wide open space, like a school?
It would be better. I hate it.
No, you need it.
Why do I need it? So I'm not distracted?
For your undiagnosed ADD.
Yes. It's self-diagnosed.
USB thumb drives?
Really?
I don't use them a lot, though. If you think about it, how often do you ever use one?
I only use them for pictures. Like, that's the only thing I can think that I use them for.
And...
Mostly everything you just email.
I'd rather use like a little SD card than a flash drive, because like my laptop has a card reader on it.
Most of them do. I mean, some of the older ones, though, you still have to have like an adapter.
Offices with doors. I would go insane if I didn't have a door on my office.
That's going to go away.
Business cards. I could see those going away. And then copy machines. The more paperless we get, I could see, you know, that may be happening. But anyway.
We're doing so good at being paperless.
And I'm doing good at being in the right place on my my Google document today.
It's impressive.
With all my show stuff. I've been like in the right place all day.
It's good work.
I thought
so. Congratulations.
Thank you. music coming up. We will get to Pink. Also, Ollie Murs. It's on the way next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.